All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. My guest is Robert Miranda. Before we go back to Robert, let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have up, Sam?
Jack from Milwaukee.
Hey, Jack. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. You know that old saying, goes around comes around? Back, it seems like as long as, you know, the other side of the aisle seems to be satisfied, as long as children are getting slaughtered with these military-style weapons, the Gabby Giffords of the world are getting killed. I remember back when Ronald Reagan got shot, it didn't take too long, and shortly after that, there was a ban on these military-style weapons. But it didn't last long. And you know what was so funny about it? George W. Bush was the one that reinstated it. And yesterday, I think it was in the news that someone threatened his life. So that's what I mean. What comes around, hopefully that doesn't happen. But maybe that's what it's going to take to wake maybe some of them people on the other aisle have to have a taste of their own medicine. I hope this doesn't come that far. But that's my comment.
And your comment... We forget those things, but you were right on point with everything that you said. Those things occurred. Thank you very much for the call. Robert, you want to respond?
He also reminds me of another incident where gun legislation was moved very fast, and that's when the Black Panthers marched on Sacramento, California, and with their guns. And next thing you know, there was all kinds of legislation going on.
About 1966, 67, somewhere around there.
You know, so, you know, they'll push legislation, it only has to impact them directly before they do.
Sam, who do we have up next?
We have Dave from Milwaukee.
Hey, Dave, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, Earl. What a sad, sad morning.
There'll be many more.
I know. I'm calling to point out the sickening hypocrisy of the NRA. As I'm listening to your show, I was reading a news item online. The NRA is having a convention in Houston. Okay. Trump is going to be there on Friday, and they are banning weapons from their convention. Now, you know,
but yet they're not stopping the convention. You know, they're going to go through.
No, but you can't have any weapons there. But these are the people who say they're always saying that weapons equal security and safety.
Right.
Now, they should all bring their weapons, and everyone, that will be the safest place in the United States. And it will be safe for Trump, because they will have everyone will have their guns, and they will prove that, guns make us safe. Okay, but they know that's a lie, so they're banning their weapons from the Coliseum or wherever, whatever.
You know what, man, thank you. I mean, that, Robert, how do you respond to that, man?
You just gotta laugh.
I know, man. I know.
This guy, that was a very good one. I appreciate you getting on that phone line and saying that.
Robert, it's funny, but it's so sad, right?
Exactly.
Because you see that, and what they are doing, not allowing the weapons there, wouldn't you think that the rest of the American people would ask the same question that gentleman just brought about?
Yeah, I mean, and again, it just shows the hypocrisy of this party. It shows the devilish and wickedness and evil of policies and ideas that this party is all about. It's like the other caller said, it's a party of death. It's a party that promotes death. But when it comes to their lives. They're going to protect their own lives. They don't want to. They don't want to die. So they're going to go ahead and ban the guns at their own convention.
Man. Sam, who do we have next?
Everybody else should die except for them. Yeah. They don't want to die, but everybody else should die. Okay.
Sam, who do we have up next?
We have Ed from Waukesha.
Hey, Ed, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I say I'm not exactly sure what to say, but when I was in the service, I was on a 155 Howitzer. That's a gun. And
that's
I trained on an M4.
Robert?
Pardon? That's a big repeat, yes.
Okay. And I trained on an M14. But, you know, we got crime in this country. And the only way to start with crime is an early stage in the schools. And the big problem in schools is only discipline. There is no discipline in these schools. Until you have discipline in schools, you're not going to have any change in the type of way people turn out in later life. They're not going to change. Discipline is the most important thing there is. I went to a parochial grade school with 8 nuns. Believe me, they taught discipline. Okay? And what's going on today with this crime business is almost terrible.
So let me ask you, Dave. What does that have to do with the easy accessibility to military grade weapons to any and everybody who wants one?
Well, I don't know, except this is a free country
and that's why I think if you start
taking things away, you become socialistic.
So it's such
and
a free country. So it's such a free country that we can allow people 18 years old to go and buy assault weapons with 390 rounds and walk into schools and slaughter children.
You aren't going to keep a criminal from a gun. They're going to get one. A criminal's going to get a gun.
This guy wasn't a criminal.
As soon as you start banning weapons, that doesn't mean people aren't going to get them.
My point is, this guy was not a criminal. He didn't have a criminal record. So
it doesn't matter.
Well, you just said you're not going to stop criminals for getting guns. Let's be honest.
Right.
Many of the people who are doing these things aren't criminals. They're average, everyday Joes who have access to these kind of weapons. Let's stop acting like this is about criminals who are getting the guns and doing these things. These are people who have been able to get guns legally.
Well, I don't have any guns left at all. I used to have plenty of them. But I'll tell you one thing right now. As soon as they start taking away my privilege to have them, I'm going
to
get them.
Nobody's asking anybody to not have them. We're asking people to regulate what happens when you get them. You shouldn't be allowed to buy the gun and then sell it to somebody without any background checks.
Yeah, you're right. But you got to start out with discipline. If you don't start out with discipline in the schools, you're not going to have nothing.
Hey, okay. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Robert, hang on. We got to go to a break. I'll let you respond on the other side. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be back.